Let the heavens rejoice.
Oh, let the heavens rejoice.
Let the earth be glad.
Let the people of God sing His praise all over the land. 'Cause everyone in the valley, come and lift your voice.
Come and lift
all those on the mountains. I'll be glad. Shout for joy.
And welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us this morning. Whoa, I was kind of stuck back there, and then I didn't know it was going to end, so I had to run out here. But why don't you open your Bibles to Psalm 89. It's quite a long psalm, so we'll go about halfway, well, a little over halfway, and then after that we have a baby dedication with little Kylie. So why don't we first start with Psalm 89, and it's an incredible psalm of trust. It's trusting in the midst of trials. It's an exaltation of God who reigns in spite of the troubles that we might find ourselves in. He fulfills His promises and His covenant that He established with David. And really, it's pointing toward the Messiah. It's pointing toward Jesus Christ. As it talks about, David's throne will endure from generation to generation, and his seed is established forever. It's definitely looking at the Messiah through David. So why don't you follow? We'll go to verse 29 and Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around Him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like You, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds You. Your rule, and You rule the raging of the seas. When its waves rise, You still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered Your enemies with Your mighty arm. The heavens are Yours. The earth also is Yours. The world and all its fullness. You have founded them, the north and the south. You have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in Your name. You have a mighty arm, strong is Your hand, and high is Your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of Your throne. Mercy and truth go before Your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of Your countenance. In Your name they rejoice all day long, and in Your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in the wisdom, in the vision of your Holy One, and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also, I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Father, we do thank you for this psalm. Really speaking of David, but Lord, prophetically we see the Messiah that has come. And Lord, he has destroyed the works of the enemy and those who trust and believe in God through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that you are and will establish your throne forever and ever. Lord, where your saints will reign 1,000 years on planet Earth with you, fulfilling that covenant that you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, what a joy it is. Lord, have your hand upon your people this morning to worship you and to give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You could be seated, and as I mentioned, we're going to dedicate little Kylie. Brad and Melanie are gonna bring little Kylie up here. Little one that's all decked out. Hey, remember me? I dedicated you too. Oh, look at this little sweetheart. Oh, with this shiny shoes on, huh? Yes. Look at all these folks out here, huh? Are you just being cute to them, huh? Father, we thank you, Lord, so much, God, for the blessing, Lord, of the children. Lord, we thank you for little Kylie, Lord, and we pray that your hand of blessing would be upon her. Father, that you would give Bradford and Melanie, you'd give them great wisdom in raising her up in the ways that she should go. Lord, the talents, the abilities that are already innate in her, Lord, that you've put in her already, yet to be developed. God, we pray that all those be used for your honor and for your glory. Lord, that she would love you at a very early age. Lord, as she grows up, that she would sing the praises of Jesus Christ. Lord, you say through the mouth of babes, praise is perfected. So I pray that you would perfect that praise in this little one here. Lord, we pray that as a church, we would be a great example to her, what a Christian is. Lord, as she grows and she follows your ways, Lord, may we model those ways for her. So Lord, surround her with your protection, surround this family with your love, your grace, your goodness. Lord, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I think she liked the resonating voice here. All right. Yeah, hi. Am I your friend now? Huh? Are you cute or what? Huh? Yes, you are. Okay, praise the Lord. God bless you guys. God bless you. Hey. God bless. You could stand or we could be seated as we worship the Lord together.
There is a light that burns in the darkness. There is a hope that washes the fear away. There is a peace that's around us. It is your love that sets our hearts ablaze. Sing it again. There's a light. There is a light that burns in the darkness. There is a hope that washes the fear away. There is a peace that settles around us. It is your love that sets our hearts ablaze. Father, we're on our knees. With every heartbeat, we bring you this offering. Lord, come and fill this place. Father, we're crying out. Spirit, we need you now. Glorious love surrounds us. Lord, come and fill this place. There is a king who reigns in victory. There is a mercy strong enough to save. We feel it rising up from these ashes. There is a love that overcame the grave. There is a love. There is a love that overcame the grave. Father, we're all you. How this place with your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
There's nothing wonderful that will ever come close. I just want more.
just wanted more, more of you, God, more of you, God. I just want more, we want more, I just want more, more of you, God, more of you. I pour out all I have, I lay down all I am, yes, Lord. The fullness of who you are you ready? Lord, I'm ready, 'cause I just want more. Do you want more? I just want more. If you do, sing it out. Just one touch from your robe steals the weakness from my bones, yeah. I need more of you. Come and reach, Lord. Oh, come and reach to my heart. Come and heal every part, Lord. I want more. Just one touch from your robe steals the weakness from my bones, yes. I want more of you, 'cause I just want more. I just want more, more of you. Lord, more of you, God, more of you, more of you. We want more of you today, Lord, more of you. Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that you just increase our capacity, Lord, to contain you. Lord, you're an infinite God. We're finite people. Lord, it's just a miraculous thing to realize we are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Lord, just expand that capacity. Give us the want to, Lord, to just contain you more and more. Lord, give us more of you. In Jesus' name, amen.